17. Isaac. Isaac tailed Pyro and Rico into the stairwell, bringing up the rear as the trio descended from the first floor of the pyramid's garage. It felt strange to be back here again, and even stranger to be back under these circumstances. His short time in Sanisco had convinced him the settlement was reasonably secure. Sheriff Duke was more than capable, and the city had enough people and weaponry to repel any ordinary attack from human or trife. But there was nothing ordinary about these creatures. Their size alone made them frightening, and their agility, speed, and intelligence only added to the threat. His brief look at the city on the way to the pyramid had proven the destructive nature of the creatures. It was as if the people hadn't even tried to fight back. How did an army of large aliens approach a city without anyone knowing? Where were the lookouts, the guards, the alarms? Why couldn't anyone contact Sheriff Duke? They reached the landing for the second floor. Isaac knew it led to the law office. He wanted to duck his head in and see if there was any sign of a mounted defense, but Rico was moving fast to reach the bunker, and he didn't want her to leave him behind. He glanced at the door on the way past and continued descending, keeping an eye on the stairs above for any intruders. "General Stacker, we've reached the second floor," Rico said through the comm. She waited a second, but there was no response. "General," Isaac glanced at the semi-transparent HUD displayed in the corner of his helmet. He had always wanted to test out the Space Force combat armor, but had never thought it would come to this. He was impressed with the technology, but he hated the need to use it. "They're off the network," Pyro said, right before he noticed the system had dropped the rest of the Centurions, leaving only the three of them connected. "They all are." "We're only one level down," Rico said. "Something's not right," Pyro agreed. "This has to be why we lost communication with Sheriff Duke, and why nobody called out for help. But the link was up, I'm sure of it. Something's jamming the signal internally." "I have a hard time believing tentacle monsters are carrying signal jamming tech," Isaac said. "Sheriff Duke was afraid an axon was loose in the city," Pyro replied. A chill ran down Isaac's spine. "That would explain it. That would explain a lot." "Would it?" Rico asked. "Why would the Axon be working with the Relia, especially against Earth? Either one could take the planet on their own with just a little more effort. They don't need to team up." "Something is going on here we haven't figured out yet," Isaac said. "Maybe it's been going on for a long time." "We'll figure it out," Rico said. "First things first. Stacker's waiting for us to reach the bunker. We can't calm back our status, so we need to stay on our toes. Ike, as soon as we've made contact with potential survivors, I want you to relay the message back up to the general." "Roger," Isaac replied. They bypassed the lab on the third floor, dropping two more levels. The landing at the bottom of the fifth floor was different than the others, clearly added long after the first four. It was hewn into the bedrock. Layered with concrete, it led into a 3-meter-deep tunnel and up to a small, filthy steel blast door, the same kind used for bank vaults. A small intercom was mounted beside it. "Look," Pyro said, pointing at the floor. Spots of dried blood stained the concrete. "Somebody made it down here." Rico hurried to the intercom, pressing the button. She wasn't sure it would function without power, but it clicked on. "Hello. Can anyone hear me? My name is Major Rico Rodriguez. I'm a friend of Sheriff Duke. Hello." The intercom was silent. "Damn it," Rico said. "Hello, this is Major Rico Rodriguez of the Centurion Space Force. We're here to help. Is anyone there?" Silence again. "We can't waste too much time here," Isaac said. "If nobody made it, or they don't want to answer, there's nothing we can—"
"Hello?" a man's voice said through the intercom. "Major Rodriguez?"
Rico returned to the speaker.
"I'm here. Who is this?"
"My name is Bale. I'm the stable master. Is Sheriff Duke with you?"
"No. How many people are in there with you?"
"I don't know. A few hundred? We didn't take a head count. Shit, we barely made it down here before those monsters cut us off. It seemed like they came out of nowhere, just popped up right outside the perimeter. It was the old tunnel lines, I bet. They came through the tunnel lines. Sheriff Duke, he collapsed them inside the perimeter, but not outside. He didn't think we needed to worry about outside."
"Bale, Calm down, Rico said. It doesn't matter how they got here. We need to get you out.
We're safe here.
You aren't. They know you're down here. They won't leave and you'll starve. We want to try to get you out.
Try? That's not much of a promise, Major.
No, it isn't. But it's the best any of us can do.
We wouldn't be in this spot now if you Centurions had done a lot more to help us out when you had the chance.
Rico looked back at Isaac.
A little help here?
Isaac moved forward to the door.
Bail, this is Sergeant Isaac Pine, United States Space Force. Do you remember me?
Ike? You're that Marine that was lost in stasis, aren't you?
That's right. Listen, Bail. Rico and her people are good folks. They're trying to help. But we need to move fast. We've got a window of opportunity and it's closing fast.
Bail didn't respond right away. Isaac could picture the gruff man talking to the other civilians on the other side of the door, arguing about what to do.
We have to go now, Bail, Isaac said, or you'll get left behind and starve to death, I guarantee it.
There was a clunk behind the door, and then the sound of someone turning the heavy wheel that activated the thick bolts. It clanged again as it came free, and then Isaac was forced to back up as the door swung open. Bail was in front of the group. He had a Mark 10 in his hands and a bloody, filthy bandage around his forehead. The people behind him were equally distressed. They were equal parts men and women, with a handful of children and a few uniformed deputies who averted their eyes in shame as Isaac looked them over.
Ike, tell Stacker I'm sending them up, Rico said. Then meet us in the lab.
Roger, Isaac replied.
He nodded to Bail and then turned and started sprinting back up the steps.